drains through it, because the water ponds up right against the door. So he's going to put a couple drains, so it basically will drain under the porch, and then put a French drain around the porch, and then actually raise the whole thing a little bit, too.
Who designed it?
We met with them and kind of threw out ideas, but this is through him.
Who had the previous design? There has been extensive work done in that yard. There is a drain system in that yard that is an extensive amount of labor and material. That's the reason I was wanting to see if there was he accepted the check that was given to him for, I'm not sure that there wasn't tree removal, some limbs and stuff cut off. I don't know how that would appear in a transfer or whatever.
We removed a tree from the corner of the house, which helped some of the drainage around the house, and that was in that yard drain areas that we put in. The check that you're talking about had to do with the rock pillar and that issue, and he didn't accept it.
It dealt with what, Randy?
It had to deal with the rock pillar, is what the check dealt with.
Was there two pillars or one, Randy?
There was one pillar, but he was wanting two. That's where the issue arose, and there wasn't it. The pillar was supposed to have been rebuilt with the existing material. That's the reason we salvaged it. And we had a man hired to do that, and there was enough to replace the one pillar, and it was up to Mr. Wyatt to pick the place where he wanted it. And when he decided he wanted two, there wasn't enough rock or material, and it was going to cost more.
What are you here for?
He just asked me to present it to the commission. I mean, that's the thing. I haven't been involved in
the sewer district is doing work up there now, is
yeah,
that right?
This all started, I kind of got involved because we're doing that water and sewer line through there. Mm-hmm. So we were asked to kind of look at it. If there was something we could do as we were going through to fix it, you know, we would. But, I mean, what he's proposing now doesn't affect water or sewer in any way possible. So
I talked to him 3 or 4 months ago. I went up and I looked at the property upon request and walked over. He was not there. And I might have had one more conversation with him. It's been that same length of time ago, and I haven't talked to him since, although I'm confident he's called once or twice. But the thinking was, if sewer district was doing something, if there was something that could be done at the same time to help alleviate that problem. Well, the question with the commission was the county even at fault in this problem?
Well, it's actually catty corner from this house. There was some drainage issues there too, that Lisa King's property has had some bonding. So all that is a little filling in the dirt, you know, so we've kind of got that worked into our contract. We'll fix that as part of the water and sewer project. So we are hoping to be able to do something similar to that with this project, but we can't fix this with the little dirt work. So he basically came up with this solution, and I don't know whether the county has any responsibility to do it or not.
You guys have already had approval from the sewer board to fix that deal across the street.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not even a cost thing. It's just as they're doing their dirt work, they're just going to throw a little more dirt up there.
Okay.
Cost increase on that one. So.
I think Mr. Strauffus went out to that location also, didn't you? And it was nothing to do with the counties, what we've yeah. come to the conclusion. So, anyway, this other deal, after being on location numerous times, after meeting with Mr. Wyatt on several occasions, after being out there with Road and Bridge, I'm going to make a motion to deny any work that would come out of Kenny County GCR.
Is this something that would require a motion, or we just don't move forward?
I don't think it needs a motion because it's just a request.
That's just his request.
We can do a deny, but I don't know if we have a formal request in front of us.
No. You haven't given me anything right.
Yeah, well, okay then, that's fine. Okay.
I think the consensus that could go back is the commission has already been involved. I'm assuming it was through R&B department. And
it was when
doesn't
Frank
wish to
was
get
here and Randy.
We've had several meetings over this particular property with the commission in the past, several issues, and we've done a lot of work there on this particular area.
I'll let you know.
Thank you for your time, Travis.
Sure. Thanks.
I've got three items. First one, I had a gentleman named Sam Crockett, which is owns a property adjoining our Mount Branson facility. And I've got your little aerial there. At the very northwest corner with St. Street's going west, turns north, his driveway comes off of St. He was wanting to know if the county would be willing to sell him a portion of that corner of our property. He's wanting to build another driveway to his new home, which is located, he's got a new home sets on this lot here. He owns this one also.
7 or 10? Which are you?
1A.
I'm not finding them.
7. It'd be 7.
Is it 7?
Yeah.
He's over here. Yeah, he's talking about here. He wants to buy a little bit of this.
He wants to buy it right where that peak's there.
Where 3 is road on there?
Yeah. Could we not just give him an easement and not sell anything?
Well, it's all fenced. We have to remove the fence. The other thing is there are some...
Is there new fencing going to go up there?
No, the new fencing goes up more on the... the rear gate we're putting in is going on the east side of that, more toward the east corner, northeast corner of that lot. It's where we're putting the driveway in.
Okay.
Or a rear access to this property. This aerial map shows kind of a pond in that area. That pond's no longer there. MoDOT done away with all that. One of the issues would be is depending on how much we sell him or give him an easement, how he constructs that driveway, it's going to affect some drainage or some culverts right in the corner of Saints that goes under his current driveway now. Pretty good size culvert right there. But I told him I'd bring it up to you and see if you guys...
So the work that he's going to do basically falls within the easement? If these lines are correct? But number two, this lot that you called 1A, 24 there?
Right.
Who owns that?
He does. That's where his new home is.
His new home is, here instead of here?
Right. His new home is on 1A. He's got a rental house here on 7.
Okay.
He currently uses that driveway and comes up along the fence. He's got a driveway that doesn't show up here, but he's got a driveway up there.
Well, Randy, how wide is that for a 3's road on this thing? I mean, is it 20 foot, 15 foot, or...?
No, you're looking more like, he's got about 30 feet. He's got a fairly wide driveway there that comes in there. Now, there's a little bit of slippage in them lines because the corner's actually marked, and it's right in the head of that culvert that goes under that driveway. And it's got 3-4 steps. There is a corner pin there.
I don't want to do anything until we go out and review.
You probably want to do a site look.
That's fine.
Because there's some utilities and stuff that's going to come into play. It's going to be above them.
Bottom line is, my opinion, I do want to hold, but if you talk to him, he's going to have to pay for everything to move. I mean, I don't want us to incur a dollar.
Right.
Move the fence, if there's easements. Okay. But yeah, we can wait and do a site. I know approximately the area, but I need to go look.
It would be better if you guys took a look at that.
Okay.
Okay. The next one, if you'll go to the map I made of Royal Oak, the gentleman at Royal Oak has called us and was wondering if this would be possible. OSHA is requesting them to paint a crosswalk across from their office building across to the main plant. across Royal Oak Drive.
They're going to pay the cost?
That's what I've... Being we're not paying. Crosswalk, I want to bring it up to you guys because sometimes them are a little bit of a liability issue putting in crosswalks across roads. We've had a couple of these mentioned before, and I think you've denied one or two of them.
Well,
the previous commission.
This one would have a problem. I don't care to do this crosswalk, but we had a Christmas nativity scene or something that was up that road, didn't we?
It's that nativity scene's all along the expressway, right down here on this proximity. Is where they're
but wasn't there lights? Wasn't it up that road where they had the changing of the lights from out at on 65, and they were up this road here?
You were close. Yeah, that was in 08 again. But you're right. The expressway.
Right.
Yeah, that's where the festival lights go.
I'd be afraid to put a crosswalk where they're going to be putting the festival lights.
Well, no, it's not the same spot.
No.
You're talking, if I'm looking at the cars in that building with the brown roof, the gray roof is basically where they're.
Yes. Right there, right in between them from the plant over to that office building on our
right here.
Portion. Be just.
No, you're talking about
right from the
right here, right, Randy? From here to here?
Yes.
Not up here, not here, but here. Sorry, I made this.
I thought it was from building to building, but if it's up here,
I didn't actually look on site. I was just talking
to
the phone. They were requesting.
Here to here or here to here?
I was assuming here to here.
Okay.
I can find out more definite. Theirs is a parking lot. They're using it as a parking lot. What OSHA was requesting is from the office building to here, is what I understood.
Yeah.
Either one of these, but I know it's.
This is the festival lights
the
here.
Festival that's the festival lights,
that's
lights down
here
on the
right.
Across the railroad.
So you're saying you're thinking they're saying right there.
We're thinking here from the office over to the plant.
And that's just the railroad tracks here.
Right.
And that's the festival lights is right here.
Right.
That's so all
a crosswalk.
Painted crosswalk.
Painted crosswalk.
Some white stripes. Highly reflective, of course.
And then there would be signs close to
them. And OSHA's requesting that of them?
Yes, OSHA's requesting that of them, so they're
I would say it's a request of OSHA that this would be something that would make it better. Because I don't think they have any authority to tell the county that.
We don't think so.
After following the last meeting we just had, I'm not sure.
How much easement we got through there? The easement.
Actually, without surveying it, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
The way it looks to me is that unless the lines are slid, that the easement's not even where it's supposed to be.
Probably right. I mean, the roads there, we would probably have to. Safest thing would be we'd probably survey and find out where our road could be off somewhat.
You guys want that in consideration if we decide to do something that they place a survey on, that they pay for a survey on this to.
A survey. I'm not following.
This is where the road's at over here. This is where they're wanting this put. We'd have to make sure that we.
The easement's all goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, the road's not on the easement.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to approve a crosswalk on a road that's not even in the easement.
Well, let me express to you then. I think they have every right to paint
crosswalk
something that's on their property.
Yeah. I mean, they can pay up to the easement.
Well, if that be the actual case, and that's the reason I was wanting to know.
Well, my thing is let them pay a crosswalk on their easement.
Well, I see what you're saying, Danny. They got the buildings right in the middle of the.
But that the map could be slid.
And it happens now and then, yeah.
But I've just seen them. I just thought it might ever be brought to our attention before we go to approving something. And,
Have you got any objection to allowing them to paint
on their property?
On that
Not as long as they know for sure that it's on their property. That's what I was requesting, that they survey it.
Well, either way, I don't think it's going to be considered theirs if the county's, we've been maintaining it, right?
We've been maintaining the road where it's at for as long as I'm on it.
I'm just trying to be safe.
I think that this is just bureaucracy looking for something to do. And they said, hey, paint a crosswalk out there. It's going to make things safer for you. And they can tell their supervisor, we've directed them to do this, this, and this. Because traffic there coming over those railroad tracks is not moving at a high rate of speed in the first place.
Not even close.
The ones coming, I mean, it's down not.
I just don't think it's an issue.
Be moving faster, but they got to slow down to make the
corner. Got to make the turn.
Stop where the tracks anyway.
Well, if they do that, they're going to have flagmen, wouldn't they? No?
I don't know.
I'd hate to get run over and be painting out there.
It's on his own property.
Here in town, it's not attended. I presume it'd be an unattended crosswalk, just like we have here at an intersection, just a painted line.
Any reason why we shouldn't let them do it, guys? Or
no, I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with painting a crosswalk.
I'm fine.
They want to.
Yeah, it's fine. I would like to know if they're on the easement.
Let them do it. I don't think that it's us that should.
Let them do it.
It's a request for motion to them, isn't it?
Yeah. They were just asking if they could paint it because we maintained the road. They didn't want to put it across the road. Okay. The last item I have is on your third aerial. This is on Cope Lane. I mentioned to you guys in an earlier meeting that the sewer district was allowing me to put a V-ditch out a sewer easement in this area here to get rid of water that was affecting this property here. He's built the berm along the road here.
Was this Val's place back up here?
Yes, this is Val's place here. These people also have a berm kind of built to help keep water from affecting their property here. There's no ditches here on this section of road. There is a cross pipe up here that put in.
Where would you like to add one?
15 years ago.
Where are you going to put another one, you said?
Actually, we were just going to create a V-ditch here, create a V-ditch coming up through here, covered that driveway, and then the ditch would play out. The water comes down the road and crosses here, and it all affects mainly this property right there.
Very
now
costly.
Now that he understands that he's going to lose that tree and possibly that tree and a V-ditch here, he doesn't want to do it now. The problem Val has is narrow road. It's hard for him to pull out here without hitting that berm or the brick that he's put right along the edge of the road.
As you say the edge of the road. Is he on the right-of-way?
He's on the right-of-way. The trees are on the right-of-way. He's clearly marked here and here, but and he had a lot of drainage issues throughout the construction. Well, the construction company fixed and put back what was there previous. I mean, doing a good job. There wasn't anything wrong with that. But he got bricks all along the road. Now, when we go to snowplow, we're going to be hitting them. Well, I don't want to be responsible for them, but if I remove this berm, I really need to remove this berm down here also, because in a sense, he's controlling the runoff on our right-of-way, and he's just passing it on down the road. Well, they had to do the same thing until it gets...
Is that where I went to out there? Is that where I went to where the berm issue was at?
Could have been. I don't remember the gentleman's name right off, but it's right across from where Val Cope lives, right inside, before you get to the circle.
Well, if we remove the berm, you're going to have the water issue again, right?
It's going to have the water issue. Remove the berm, it really needs to be ditched on that side, and to do that, I do have to remove one tree. I've got to create a place for it to go.
But the tree's in the right-of-way also?
The tree's in the right-of-way. Or I've got to continue the ditch all the way down, which there's not enough drainage down here to really handle it if I go that far with it.
Can he move the berm back on his own property?
Yeah, you can move it back. That's what really should be done, is it just moved back away from the roadway a certain amount, and he still has a berm to protect his property.
Can we push, can we be a part of that? Can we be, push the berm back on his property? Because it's now up on the county easement.
Right.
I have no problem with that. I do not want to get involved in this, because this was a sewer project that has caused some of these drainage issues that we asked you, what, 2 weeks ago or a month ago to go down there and go ahead and fix it?
Yeah, and that issue we got done. This is one, you know, they fixed what they could and put back what was there, but in the process, I mean, now we got a burn right up next to the
scenario.
Did the berm move out further on the right-of-way when they replaced it?
It got bigger. I don't know that it...
Well, we had that problem down in... Didn't we have that problem over at Cozy Cove? No. We did the chip seal problem over Clevenger Cove. And we
that
took that...
bridge moved the berm.
We took that out, didn't we?
We actually rebuilt the end of that and created the drainage, and yeah, we removed that.
Yeah, because, I mean...
But he had actually rocks and everything.
Yeah, we moved it all.
We took all that out.
Yeah, so I'm telling you.
It ended up being on the right of way, so that all got removed. So
I mean, this is the same deal. I don't want it to be a hazard for us.
Yeah, snow I don't want to just pick on one property.
But here's the thing. If it's just out there on it and it needs to be bigger anyway, push what we've got over to our easement over and let the berm be on him.
If he wants it there.
Yeah.
But he's got to move now.
If he doesn't, it'll be gone, right?
Yeah. If he doesn't, it'll be gone.
If the tree's not hurting anything right now, if I want to install a ditch, I've got to remove the tree. There's not room to.
Andy, if he agrees to it and push the berm back, you don't have to remove the trees down there. It's
no. All I want to do is move
the berm. Why
don't
we ask if he will allow us to do that? And
try to work something out with him and bring it back to us.
The option is we remove the berm, remove the trees, put in the ditch that's necessary.
Right. I just like to have that move back, give us a little more room to at least maintain the road, and it also solves the other thing of trying to maneuver vehicles, because it's just too close to the edge. I mean, anybody, you can't pass two vehicles there. Somebody's going to either get over in the grass off the road or up on the berm. So. Yeah, okay.
Is this the right time of the year? I guess it has to be the right time of the year to do that, because it's just going to be raw material there instead of grass now, right?
Yeah, we can put a little bit of seed on it. I don't know how much it will catch. I mean, depending on the weather, I mean, you'd have to put something that
would hold it.
Take a hold, like some winter wheat or something.
Or just some netting over it.
We could put a kind of a net matting type stuff down there if it's going to wash.
Alrighty then.
Okay. Well, that's all the items I had. These guys have anything, I'm done.
I have one question, gentlemen, on the FQ. They were wondering about the 10-hour days. Are we going to go back at the 6, or is there a chance to continue them on through the winter?
I thought we talked about last time, the time change, it was going back.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought we talked about last session, didn't we? Yeah. Do you have any second thoughts?
Okay. And do you have any idea yet when you're going to staff the Mount Branch and barn approximately?
Do we have, when we're going to get the culverts and everything in for the entrances over on the back side and the right width and all that, has all that stuff been ordered and ready to go?
The culverts we have in stock, the trench drain's out for bid on the front part, but I want to get the rear entrance installed and before I do the trench drain all out right. front. That way we continually got access. I need to coordinate with the fence company when they want to do the fence work. I want to get that done, then put the entrance in. That way that we don't leave an open hole back there without a way of locking or securing the backside. So.
Well, then I guess the answer is as soon as we get everything else kind of schedule, so we got a decent timeline that we, I think we can jump on it.
They've got the concrete work done on the salt barn. They got the walls up. They're taking the forms down, and then they'll start on the top part. But we have several people going to be taking vacation off and on, so we're going to have to try to work and keep a crew there. So,
in fact, it's on this winter, if we take men from both sides, if that comes out, it's compiled together, then we got this.
I've been thinking about that a little bit, Harlan, and the barn up here that we have at Kazee Mills, that where Jack's crew operates out of. I can't see why that group initially was taken care of over where the new barn's going to be on F Highway. I mean, 76, or where the new barn's going to be. I can't see that there can't be some kind of adjustment there made to where they go ahead and take care of this area if we leave them there, or move them to your barn, one of the two. We are in the middle of some talks about that particular facility up here at Kazee Mills, and why they couldn't go ahead and move over there, and part of the crews fill the new barn.
Talk about moving the ones that's at the mechanics location.
Yes.
Moving them to Mount Branson?
No, moving them to out to Harlan's, taking, or they maybe some of them go to Mount Branson, but the, whatever's left there, there wouldn't be no work crew there at that particular facility.
That's right. I get what you're going to either take them, part of them one way and part of them the other.
Well, they're actually the work order crew, which takes care of everything that when an individual calls in just has a minor job.
Right.
So they need, I mean, they're, where they're located now is not too bad a position for those particular four, I guess.
Okay, so we have that particular position.
Yeah.
But now snow removal, they take care of what's going to be under Mount Branson.
That'll change.
Part that, yeah, that. Yeah, that equipment needs to go there or work it, because there is no way of fueling there.
Where I was going with that, David, is that there'll be no, other than supervisors, there'll be no need with having a reduced workforce at the East Barn and a reduced workforce at the West Barn for them boys not to be under Harlan's direction there. Because it'll be a small group, and you're going to have a smaller group at the West Barn and a smaller group at the East Barn.
Okay. I missed part of that conversation. Were you still talking about staffing over there?
Yeah, we were just talking about some things there.
Okay. I mean, I thought about some of the things, but I haven't really made any decisions.
I haven't either. I was just throwing some things for them to think about out.
Maybe, when do you think the fence will be done?
I'll make a phone call, and I think they were, I don't know if I can get them done that quick or not, but I'll call and find out when I can get them down and scheduled.
Well, I'm just thinking if we probably, maybe us bring this up next Monday, we're going to have a meeting next Monday, but we're being out all weekend with work, so Munch will give us 2 weeks, and we can have a discussion on that in 2 weeks.
But The bid said it was time specific.
I'll call him. I just looked over the bid, but I'll call him and see how long and when they can get started, when they can finish. So we'll know a finish date. Okay.
So.
1072, I'll call him Bob Nichols. I'm guessing we need to maybe lower some horns up there to actually completely take care of the problem.
I talked to Bob, and then I told him I was going to go up this weekend. I didn't go up and look. I need to go up and look. I mean, obviously, we got to address the water issue.
A new driveway is probably causing the most of the problem up there.
The new driveway is what's causing Bob Nichols most that problem, but we do have an existing driveway that culvert needs to be lowered to where we can valley the entrance of the driveways to control. We got water coming out of driveways going across the road and affecting the properties on the lower side.
I mean, I think we just got to take care of it. Okay, so. We caused it, so
yeah, it needed to get nice letter about you guys' work.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody does. He's probably one of them.
Yeah.
If he didn't, he meant to.
I just wouldn't want to make sure that he didn't change his mind or something.
I have thought about putting a temporary berm up. This drive, new drive, is not used at all, and maybe putting a temporary berm up there to help until we do
sure.
decide what we're going to do. It's be very little cost.
Okay.
Very little.
Okay.
Yeah, we may just get that in. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Just a temporary fix.
Until we do decide
until
sure
we get time, because it's
okay.
We're going to have to relocate a sewer line
yeah.
and find out exactly where it's at, because that's one of the reasons I think that one culvert didn't get put in any deeper. So we didn't want to hit the main.
Another thing I've got going on would be Arizona Road. We're going to eventually be ripping it and changing some horns. It's a new piece.
Right. I saw pictures. I mean, you guys addressed it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The MoDOT right-of-way annexation, you know, with City of Branson, have you guys had any feedback on that? Have you seen the plans and all that?
No.
Well, maybe we need to get you copies of the plans. So we're supposed to write a letter of basically concurrence with what City of Branson wants to do. And I'd like you guys to look at what they're trying to annex from MoDOT. There's a lot of roads, a lot of mileage of state road that they're going to take to the city. Shouldn't bother us at all, but it's just kind of spread out all over the area. Danny and I got emailed the.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, we can get you copies and.
You take a quick look right here. That's
go ahead.
Can we give them some of ours?
I'm trying. I'm working on it, but nothing yet. Two for one deal.
We've got a whole lot of vacation. 248.
You do.
Can you get that done?
Around everywhere all the time except one Arizona.
Can you take it all between now and November 1st?
How would you take
it? No!
Do you want to roll any over? Do we need to roll some of over since you got so much?
He wants off.
I'll be able to take it right away.
Oh, he's running.
He wants off.
And I will be in
okay.
all but 1 week.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
So what you're saying is that
I can come in.
One day or a week you might be able to come in? Or
just in the middle of the week so we could ruin his entire week of vacation.
Like I say, I'm
every Wednesday.
Other than 1 week.
Okay, that sounds good.
At noon on Wednesday.
I'm going to try to help out when he can't reach it.
No. Yeah. Have you thought about what I talked to you about?
A little bit. I'm still closer over there.
I know. Huh? Well.
Okay.
Better we get to thinking about it.
Well, I know the transfer station doesn't want me to leave either.
That's a reason to stay. Right there.
I could say this, I guess, but I'll wait and do it in executive.
Okay, then let's wait.
I don't have any problem with anything. You need to look at that.
Why don't you guys study it and then.
Most of about all of 248 all the way up to Buchanan.
Right.
They're not considering any of the county roads.
Not,
roads.
Not right.
They're all
yeah.
state roads. How do you do small, short sections of Highway 65, though? Is that, you're just trying to.
They said you're taking them into the city, aren't they?
Right away?
I don't know how.
Amber,
too? State would give away anything they got right now.
That's exactly right.
And the way I understood that, they're annexing on both sides of the road, right?
No, just the right-of-way.
Hmm?
They're not going to annex anything. They don't want any more. They're not taking any property, period. They already have property. City limits on both sides of the road along 65. They have already concurrent. They're not annexing anything.
You guys got anything else?
No, that's all I got.
I'd like to see a recess, wouldn't you?
I'd like to eat once in a while.
We'll stand in recess until 1 o'clock.